DOJ sues Connecticut over state's mask ban on federal officers. The Department of Justice filed a lawsuit Friday against Connecticut over a law that prohibits federal officers from wearing face coverings. Connecticut passed the legislation, called the Act Concerning Democracy and Government Accountability, in response to immigration and customs enforcement operations in the state, with a goal of more oversight of federal agents. The DOJ called the law an illegal attempt to regulate the federal government, a news release said. Law enforcement officers risk their lives every day to keep Americans safe, and they do not deserve to be doxxed or harassed simply for carrying out their duties, Acting Attorney General Todd Blanche said, calling Connecticut's law anti-law enforcement. The DOJ lawsuit named Connecticut Governor Ned Lamont, Attorney General William Tong, Chief State's Attorney Patrick Griffin, and Deputy Chief State's Attorney Elliot Prescott as defendants. None immediately responded to a request for comment from the Epoch Times. The Act Concerning Democracy and Government Accountability, or Senate Bill 397, was signed into law by Lamont on May 4. State Republicans sought to block it and argued for protecting federal agents' identities, especially those carrying out immigration operations. Republican Senate Minority Leader Stephen Harding called Senate Bill 397 an attack on law enforcement. State governments do not have the authority to tell the federal government what to do, Harding previously said during debate on the bill. Democrats supported the bill. Democratic State Representative Jason Rojas spoke at a news conference following the signing of the bill and said it makes the state safer for its citizens. "Our immigrant communities are part of the fabric of the state, and this law helps ensure their rights are upheld," Rojas said. The DOJ argues that the Supremacy Clause of the U.S. Constitution, or the legal principle of preemption, prevents Connecticut from enacting and enforcing its mask ban on federal agents. "This Department of Justice will not stand by idly in the face of lawless efforts that endanger our brothers and sisters in blue," Associate Attorney General Stanley Woodward said. In addition to federal officers being prohibited from wearing facial coverings while performing official duties, the legislation also requires agents to clearly display their badge and name tag. Additionally, it seeks to require federal officers to adhere to Connecticut's preferred use of force policies. "These measures endanger agents who are already facing harassment, doxing, and violence," the DOJ said in its news release. "If federal officers do not comply with Connecticut's law, they could face prosecution. This ultimately chills federal law enforcement and disrupts sensitive operations," the Justice Department added. The DOJ's Civil Division has filed lawsuits against other states with similar policies to Connecticut, such as New York, New Jersey, and California.